You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100, where we are all excited to bring you a trending report. And then in 25 minutes, we're doing long time, first time. It was so good last week that we're excited to do it again.
Yeah, we want to meet you.
That's coming up at 7. What's trending right now? The Rockies are opening a weekend series against the team that has totally dominated them over the years. They're in L.A. to take on the world champion Dodgers. Prediction, Jeremy?
They're going to lose.
Should be ugly. And I'll throw this in, even though, I mean, who really cares? This is a team that's, you know, 1,500 miles away or whatever. But Chris Sale, he's a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. Last night, he became only the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history, they think, to record his third, quote, immaculate inning as a pitcher. Now, even I saw this and I was like, well, what the hell is an immaculate inning? What do you got to do? And I thought it might be the thing where you only throw three pitches. Like there's first batter hits the first pitch and makes an out. And then so you only throw three pitches.
That's boom, not yeah.
No, an immaculate inning is when the pitcher throws only 9 pitches total and strikes out all 3 batters.
Okay.
So strike one, strike boom, two, boom, strike boom. Three, out. Strike one, strike two, strike three, out. And then...
That's pretty cool.
It's known as an immaculate inning, and there's only 2 guys now in history who have ever done that 3 times, and he had his
That's pretty
last
neat.
Night against... That's I just cool. thought that was interesting.
That's really neat.
For those of you who have wondered if Disney princesses are ruining your little girl's sense of self-worth, and I've heard this for a while now.
Sure.
You know, it's the whole damsel in distress thing.
Yeah, and they're perfect and body type.
A study was done to see if that was true, and they spaced these studies out over like 5 years. So they studied little kids, both boys and girls, and then 5 years later came back and surveyed them again. And what the results showed, you'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief, is that the Disney princesses did not enforce gender stereotypes.
Oh, thank God.
In fact, Jeremy, it actually showed that the kids end up believing in a society where everyone is equal.
Well, there you go. So, well done, Disney. High five.
The study even added, princess culture gives women key storylines where they're the protagonist. All right.
So there. The most exciting Disney news I saw this morning is they're releasing a little series based on Doug, the talking dog from Up. The squirrel dog.
Really? Really?
And the little old man from Up is in it, and the little boy from the Cub Scouts is in it, and it's just going to be a little series on Disney Plus. And it looks fantastic. The dog is so charming. I am Doug. So good.
Wait a minute. This is totally unbelievable.
What?
Because that guy, when did Up come out? That old guy would be dead by now.
Dom. Unrealistic portrayal of longevity.
How old is this guy now? What are you talking about? I got some news for nerds for you. Science news. Researchers in Sweden believe they have found the little component inside our brain that makes us want to binge drink. They think they have located that in the brain, and they say it could end up meaning new treatments for people who overdo their alcohol consumption.
And just turn it off. Oh, don't paint me like that. Yeah, turn it off, huh?
Archaeologists also found the fossil remains of an ancient whale from 43 million years ago. But here's the thing. The whale had 4 legs.
Awesome.
It was a whale with legs.
Awesome.
And it actually turns out that whales evolved from land creatures to ocean creatures. Like, we're used to it, you know, being the other way, that life formed in the ocean and then finally crawled up on land. They say these were like deer-type creatures that migrated into the water and then eventually lost their legs over time. So that's there's that about the Bezos rocket, but I'll let you do that. Why don't you, since we're talking science,
I have right here.
Since we're talking science, tell people about this because this is hilarious.
The fine people at Estes Rockets are having a good laugh over this one.
Man, I built Estes Rockets when I was
too.
A kid.
Me too. I've gotten a couple for Reed, my son. We went and shot them off.
I love that.
Well, now you can buy a replica of the new Shepard rocket that Jeff Bezos went way up into the air on. Of course, it's $69. And if you take a look at the pictures of it, it's a little pee-pee ding-ding. I mean, because, you know, that's what it looked like.
It's a replica.
So the rocket is $69, but then you got to pay another $40 for the launch pad, the controller, and all those little single-use engines. You can find it at EstesRockets.com or maybe in your mom's nightstand. I don't know. Woohoo! Here's the big video game news floating around this morning. The video game Fortnite has teamed up with Time Magazine to add an in-game tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. It's called March Through Time. It's going to bring all the players to Washington, D.C. in 1963 for King's I Have a Dream speech. I watched some of this. It actually looks really cool. You kind of go into these museums and they've got videos of him playing and stuff. It's actually a pretty cool little tribute, but a lot of people think it's disrespectful because of what the game involves, which is basically running around shooting each other. So that's extremely disrespectful, and that's pretty tacky. And they're basically saying that the kids really aren't going to learn about him. He's just going to end up becoming the guy from Fortnite. So I'm not sure. I mean, this is what kids do. Maybe they will learn a lot from this, but I can see the disrespectful angle.
I'm not
this.
On board with it.
It is just it's an odd pairing in general. So anyway, that's going on. The latest TikTok trend that's gone viral. Thankfully, this one doesn't involve hurting yourself like the egg crate challenge. This is pretty funny. Teenagers are pranking their parents by having them sit in on fake video applications for college scholarships. And then they're lying about how hard their life has been. So one girl will stand there and talk about, you know, the person in her life that's inspired her the most is her mom. And you know, we've had a lot of hardships and blah, blah, blah. And then she'll say, well, my mom was a prostitute growing up.
Oh my God. And so good.
The mom just starts dying laughing. There's another one about a guy talking about how his dad was in prison for many years. These are really well done. If you want to search scholarship pranks on TikToky this morning.
Finally, there's some TikTok viral stuff that actually is
it's
funny.
It's really good. There's one on our Facebook too if you want to check that out. Fat America here. Wendy's is changing their French fries and they're claiming it's an upgrade. Most people are nervous though. They're adjusting the way they're cut. They're leaving more potato skin on there. And now they're coating them in a light batter that's supposed to make them crispier. And they're doing this because of all the DoorDash and Uber Eats. I guess when people are getting their fries, they're soggy. And this light batter is supposed to keep them crispier for longer.
Good luck.
They say it does taste a little bit different, but it's a good difference. So you're a light batter.
I also saw that Taco Bell is jumping into the chicken sandwich wars.
Yeah.
I listened to one of those business wars podcasts, mm-hmm. and it was KFC versus Chick-fil-A. Pretty interesting.
Really?
I thought they would touch more on this whole chicken sandwich, you know, because it was just... They did. They talked about it. Remember the whole thing a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever, with the chicken sandwiches at Popeyes?
Yes.
Right? So they throw in Popeyes, too, and they talk about, you know, the chicken sandwich and how suddenly now everyone's making a mad dash to try to come up with the best chicken sandwich. Taco Bell's comes out next week. Taco Bell.
Don't you kind of want to try it?
Well, sort of.
Just to see. I surprised Nick Nack with some Chick-fil-A yesterday.
You know, I bet you got some loving last night.
She lit up like a Christmas tree. Mm. It was a salad, though, so I mean... their Cobb salad is pretty tasty.
Okay.
Well. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Just extremely simple this morning. It'll give you a laugh. It's the world's fastest yodeler. He's a lightning fast yodeler, but this guy does it while he's playing an accordion and smoking a cigarette.
What do you got to subject our listeners to that?
Oh, you're going to love it. You can find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. Yodel, yodel, yodel.